Torah or Peit Sadik Dalid. Well, into the second column already. Okay, you know what? We'll just start quickly from the top of the page, second column. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining why Purim is not going to be bottle and all the other Yom Tovim were, and he explains that on Yom Tov, there's an aliyah of the world becomes greater. And he says that's the union of awakening the Ava, which is the level of the Ketetus, which is the person going up. And he said the 6 months of Shemin Amor is the level of Meridus Sur Meira, and then you have the level of Samruke Bapsamim is where it becomes absorbed within the body. That's the Asay Taiv. And he says like this, Vine called Mini Aliyas Viskavis Knesset Shabbos V'Yomtiv. The whole elevation and closeness of Yidum with Hashem and Shabbos and Yomtiv. And everything that becomes elevated, Ilachir Iladrema Mailas, that's called touching the head of the scepter. The Alter Rebbe asked the question at the beginning of the Maimer. One place it says Esther touched the head of the top of the scepter, and the other place is he gave her the whole scepter. He said this level of Elokus, the revelation of Elokus, is called, which the way Elokus comes down into the world, that is the level of the head of the top of the scepter. Why? Kishar v'tazov, what is the scepter? Hamshach asur insal baruch hu, like we said, it's a vav, which Elokus coming down is chayis kolam sayin v'tachtim, like it says shavet azov v'chaya. That's the life of the world comes from the shavet azov. Ve'en yichel olal itzlus al kabel chayis mikol hashavet, but it's not able to get its nourishment from the entire shavet, only from the tip of the shavet. Like a shavet nishe biyodei, the shavet stays by the king, meaning that level of kedusha stays by Hashem. It's only the top of the scepter is what gets. For orders, what is this order comes to this revelation is the Ava Azekirish Be'esh, causes the burning love of flame, of a love like a flame of fire. Shall have a Sailola Maila, Zava El Yin Zava Tanufa, Vakatsel Tachtin. Sha'av, and what's the lower top part of the scepter? Kshava Azazuber Mislevez Mizbein Migdul Saints of Baruchu. When it comes, where does this love come from? It comes from meditation into the greatness of Hashem, the way he's Mamalakar and Sefer Kol Almin. That's the lower level of the Sharvit. The Kotseo Elyin, and the top is Kshemes Alhevis, Mislahetis. When you meditate into the essence of Hashem, this is where we're up to. Okay, he said there's two levels. There's a level of love that comes from meditating into the greatness of Hashem, Mamala and Seviv. But those two levels are worldly levels. Mamala and even Seviv is Seviv Kol Almin. It's all connected to the world. That's called the lower part of the scepter. The higher part of the scepter, Katseo Elyin, that's when you meditate into the essence of Hashem, which is completely above world. But that's Machshava Tvisi Beklal. You can't even say the word Gedula of Mamala Kol Almin, Seviv Kol Almin, even that, the greatness. Remember we learned, the Pasuk says, Emasehu Gadol Kshuhu Ber Alikeinu. We learned, when can you praise Hashem, is only when he's connected to world, then you could praise him. The level of Elokus, which is infinitely greater than the world, you can't praise because there's no connection between that and that.
So how can you meditate?
He doesn't say praising, he's saying about meditating.
Meditate.
And he says, what do you meditate? Peter, the meditation is that you can't even meditate how great he is. That's what he says. When can you praise him? Only on the level of Yudke Vavke. The way Yudas Chochmehe is Bina. The way Elokus comes into the world. But the essence of Hashem is nothing. There are no worlds. Like it says on the Avayel Shanisi, I'm Hashem, I never change. Whether it's before or after, it's the same thing. Everything is equal. then you can't even, that level of Elokus, there is no world, not even to say Mamala, and you can't even say Sevev Kol Almin. Can it be gathered Almin Klal? Like it says, Godol Hashem Umolo Me'ed, Bira Lekeinu Har Kotshe. Rabbi Razan, the Chazal tell us, a Mase Nikra Godol, when is Eberster able to be called big? Shehu Bira Lekeinu, only when he comes into Malchus, only when he comes into creation. Why? Great is relative to something else. If there's no connection, you can't say great. Everything is considered nothing. When is B'midas G'dulose? In the level of Hashem's G'dula, and as Chazal tell us, B'makam Hashatameitze G'dulose Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shom Atameitzam V'sinuse. What you see as greatness is what you see as humility. Why? Because the fact that Hashem could come into the world, that's why it says, Godol Hashem U'mahul O'mayed. When is Hashem great? When can you praise Him? Be'ir Alekeinu. When He comes into the world. Above world, there's no connection. So what's the praise of Hashem? The praise of Hashem is that He's so humbled. He's so humbled that He comes even into the world. Hashem Islabish B'chidat G'dula. K'deliyas Malchusay Malchus Kol Elamim. And like it says, Vayeshev Hashem Melech Le'olam. When Hashem becomes king, then you can praise Him. Because then you try to say that He's great.
If He doesn't come to war, there's no war.
So he's no world.
So He has to come to war.
No, that's from one level. Is there a world or isn't there a world?
Is He doing us a favor or we are doing Him?
We sure ain't doing Him a favor.
That's correct.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. Is there a world or isn't there a world?
Good question.
Maybe it's bluff. How do you know it's not bluff? Maybe this reality is bluff. Okay, so the answer is okay, let's just a simple one. Hashem created the world. Torah Sema says it's a world. Okay, but what level created the world? Elokim. Mamalu kolam. Sevu kolam and yitke vavke. The Yema says Hashem Elokim. At the end of creation, it says that's also level of world. But those are names of Hashem. From the level of names of Hashem, which means a name again, the way you identify with something else, the way Hashem identifies with the world, there is a world. But from the essential level of Hashem, there is no world.
Why not?
It's all relative, huh?
Why not?
Because as far as Hashem is concerned, there is no world. Hani avayla shenisi. There is no world.
Hashem hasn't changed, but there's a world. Why would that make a change in Hashem?
Because before there's a world, that means I'm dealing with it, and now there's no world. I'm not dealing with it.
If he wants to be a king, there's got to be a world.
Correct. But that's the level of Malchus. That's the lowest of the sphere.
Whatever level it is, he is creating it to be.
Correct.
He wants it to be.
But that's not coming from the essence of Hashem. The essence of Hashem has nothing to do with world whatsoever. Again, is this table big? Compared to the room, it's small. Compared to little ant crawling, it's big. Correct? So both are right. There is a world and there isn't a world. From this level, from this perspective, there is a world. From this level of Hashem, there is no world. And therefore, if there's no world, the world can't praise Him. There's no world to praise Him. And he said, "Vizel va'atuk," in the middle of the second column, "Vizel va'atuk kadosh shivtilis Yisrael pirush shiliyos chatilis Yisrael." In order for there to be the praise of the Yidden, that can only be on the level of yeshiva, when Hashem sits. Remember, what's sitting? You lower yourself. Yeshev, you Holy One, when you sit, meaning you lower yourself to the level of the worlds, then Tehillah Yisrael, then the Eden are able to praise you. Shebe'emes, really, Ato Kodesh, umuvdu migedeze. You really, Va'ato Kodesh, you Va'ato, is really Yeshev. I mean, you kaddish, you're removed from the world. Yeshev, when you sit, when you come down into the world, then Tehillas Yisrael, then they eat and are able to praise you. But not before.
This means that not everybody can have the Sharbet, the complete Sharbet.
That's right. That's now. La'asud lavai, yizgal la'ayr Hashem begili. It says, in other words, what level of Elokus is possible to be revealed now? The Rosh Hashavit, which is very limited. The Rosh Hashavit, that's when you can praise Hashem to a certain level, right? But when will we have the whole Sharvit? La'asud lavi, the essence of Hashem will be revealed, and that's the whole Sharvit. Huh? What? This is an English speaking show.
He's playing on words, isn't it?
Oh, okay. But he says, Yizgal Erd Avaya Begili Rava Otzim Haino Amshachas Alokusa Yizbarich Vatzmusi Mus in the level of Ani Avaya Leishanisi Haya Haya Via Karaga Echod and then Roko Basar Be'ene Asechul Gashmi. Then, like you said before, Roko Basar, as the Rabbi Rishab says, Basar as basar, meat as meat. Then alukenu will be the level of zeh. Not only one zeh, double zeh. That means zeh keli van vehu. The Gemara says the shivchan the yam, the maid servant that the ocean saw more elukus than Yecheskel ben Buzi when he saw the throne of Hashem that we read after the first day of Shavuos. The Gemara says the Shivcha, which represents the lowest level Jew, the maidservants. So more Elokus by Kriyas Yamsuf than Yecheskel ben Buzi when he saw the throne and all that stuff, they saw more godliness than that. But that's only one time Zeh. La'os is love, v'amar b'yemo hu hine elokenu Zeh. Kivino Zeh Hashem kivino lei is double Zeh. And where is that his gal is going to be? B'tachteinim dafka lamata. Where is the essence of Hashem going to be revealed? Not in Atzilus, not in Kesed, not in who knows what in Gan Eden. Dafka down here. Umol ha'aretz deis Hashem, the earth. Ukmei shamer azal, and the pasuk ka'es yom el Yaakov Yisrael ma'pol shemalach eshariti shalos eitz letzadikim. Okay, and the malachim are going to ask the tzadikim. Ubemalkum show you malach esharis emrim. Aye mekayim kveidei, and when the malachim asked the question, aye mekayim kveidei, the malachim asked, where's the glory? What are they going to tell him? Mali chol haaretz kveidei, the kveidei mali eilam. Right? So therefore, that's the gilui of l'asid lavei. And that's the difference between the two psukim. One pasuk was, Esther touched, Reish HaShavit was the gilui of that level. But then there's a second level, or the first level, that he gave actually the Shavit. And that's the Gilui of Purim.
She had the potential to bring Mashiach.
Whatever. I mean, it wasn't supposed to happen. Every Jew has the potential for the last 5,779 years to bring Mashiach. No, after Matan Torah. Okay, so he says, V'zeh eishes chayla teres bailam. The woman of valor is the crown of the husband. She'erd avayim is galabo achshav. Now Elokus, that's revealed, is called the husband. Right? Where the wife, Avalos, Yeba Madrega, Gureyesh is going to be, Ated is Baila, is going to be the crown of the husband. And therefore it says, Nafla le seisiv kum sulis Yisrael. Pirish le yashayich lo bechim is kim of aliyah. It's not going to be ups and downs. Ups and downs is in revelations. More revelation is up, less revelation is down. Yes? In the essence, which is the essence, not a revelation, there's no ups and downs. The essence of the essence. I'll give you a simple example. Sunlight, yeah? Okay, closer to the sun is more sunlight. Further away from the sun is less sunlight. But in the sun itself, there's not more sun, less sun. It's the sun. There's no ups and downs. There's no higher and lower. It's the essence. In the essence, it's no higher and lower. Why? Because down here is where Choshech was transformed to light. the biggest keli for Ard, Yisin Ha'ar Min HaChashach, so they said, Mishum Nizchabcha HaShechel in the Heda. Because darkness is transformed to light. V'leil is Gaf Yisitrach. V'leil is Gaf Yisitrach Bilvad. Not only is it evil broken, but it's going to be transformed, which is a much greater level. It's going to be Yisabcha HaShechel in the Heda V'leil Gaf Yisitrach Bilvad. It's not only going to be breaking evil, levata mulachniyam, to subdue them like it was in all the Ashar Golas, like it says, Mamaki, Mitzrayim, Bivchareyam, Aviyarik, Melachim Adirim. What did Hashem do? He broke Egypt. He didn't transform Egypt. Egypt was broken. Raki, as epech, Rak, ki gam oz epech, alam sofa brura, v'holcho amim rabim. Okay, so what's loss of love? It's not breaking of evil, it's transforming evil. And that's how you reach the essence. But he says like this, where was his hapcha? It's interesting. Unlike all the other golas, that when the Eden came out of golas, Hashem broke them, Purim, Hashem transformed Achashverosh. Achashverosh became part of the Beis Haman Osati Lester. It's all transformation of evil to good. And therefore, remember we learned in Gemara Kesuv is Peshas and Peshiyeter. The mouth that forbids is the mouth that permits. Achashverosh, the same guy who made the decree to destroy the Jews, was the same guy that said, no, you can do to them whatever you want. Who Atme, he himself, the same Achashverosh said, V'atem kiswa yudim katei beinechem, right? Which is not only breaking evil, his hapcha chashech l'neira is a transformation of darkness to light. V'nigl kved Hashem l'mata, v'mokam acheshech dafke, in the place of darkness. Okay, so that Rebbe explains like this. There's a level of Reish HaShavit, which is a gilui. That's what Yom Tovs are all about. Elevation of the world, and therefore there's a revelation of Elokus, and therefore you get the level of Reish HaShavit, you get this level of Elokus coming down, it's a revelation. And that level is Shaykh to praise Hashem. But there's a deeper level of Elokus, the essence of Hashem. The darkness is transformed to light, which by the way is in itself an interesting point. If darkness is darkness, how could it be light? And by the way, like we learned many times, when you have a dark room, and as you turn on the light, as they say in Yeshiva, open the light. When you turn on the light, darkness did not become light. Darkness was dispelled. And therefore, the second you turn off the light, the darkness is back. If the darkness became light, then the room should still be light. Right? Lo'atzid lovei, darkness itself becomes light. That's for us to get that. Now, how could that means darkness as darkness is light. Because if it's not, then you don't say darkness became light. Then it's light. It's like turning on the light. The light is light. Now, how can you transform darkness to light? That means darkness is light. It's only by tapping into a level above both. Like we said, Nesem Teva is a miracle, a thing which is above both. And that's why that's going to be lost in loving. And that can only come from the essence of Hashem.
Is that why we say Yusser Or Bore Choshech?
What do you mean?
Bore Choshech.
That the Pasuk says. No, Bore Choshech means there's an entity of darkness that he created. Not only the absence of light.
That's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes?
That what?
Darkness will become light?
Physically true? There's no light to light physically?
No, it's going to be Laila Kayyim Yoyed. The night is going to shine like the day.
So what's
it's going to be night.
No, physical in a sense of knowledge.
Physically.
The kiss are head to feeling, are choshech.
That means
it's a higher level.
Chashuk is higher than light. That's why it comes down lower. The higher the thing, the lower it falls. If Chashuk is lower than Or. That's why when Chashuk becomes Or, it's much greater than Or becomes Or. Why should... Think about it. If Chashuk becomes Or, why is that a greater Or than Or is? Because Chashuk is a greater level of Or than Or is. So in Chashuk, but Chashuk, it fell down here very low. But when Chashuk becomes Or, then it's a higher level of Or.
Is that why by Chashuk we touch the head to feeling?
That he just said that.
Oh, he said that? I'm hungry, I'm fine.
Great minds think alike. But the answer I don't think is yes. I think the answer is no. I mean...
But well, once he told me because of that.
Yeah. Well, could be.
So you don't need the sun or the moon, and the fact that the moon is going to be a...
V'layiya er, what's the shemesh er yayma, the Pasuk says. So opsukim. There won't be the sun, will not be the thing giving the light. You know, because it's going to be a revelation of Elokos.
So what's the point of the moon becoming just as luminous?
That shows that the both things are equal. That means the revelation of the essence.
Also, there is a pasuk that when Kiddush Levana says the Levana come higher than the...
Yeah, Ur Levana Kera Chama. Kamei Shaisa Keda Miyuta. But really, the Levana is greater than the Shemesh. Not loss of loving.
Really?
Yeah.
Both of them,
equal. Then the moon complained, so it shrunk.
Yes.
What's the moral of the story? When you complain, you shrink. Therefore, the Chazal tell us, not only Purim won't be bottled, and again, what's the Alter Rebbe explaining? Like we learned a lot in the other Maimer too. Bottom line is, loss of love is going to be a very great revelation. So all these revelations of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and the Shoni Yom Kippur, all those revelations, I'm going to be, not that God forbid, there won't be a Yom Tif. But Taylor, you can't say Taylor Zuli or Taylor Machlefis. Taylor is eternal. So there will be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. But the revelation of Pesach, and Sukkot, and Shavuos, which is now Reish HaShavit, that's what he says, is Reish HaShavit, compared to the revelation that's going to be La'asad Lavi, it's going to be like a candle in sunlight. So it doesn't mean the candle won't be. But compared to this revelation of sunlight, the candle is, yeah, it's a candle, but it's not doing anything. Purim is so great, even then, the essence will be revealed, and therefore Purim will still be shining. Huh? That's me on the level of Kedusha. But it's really going to be higher than the ultimate level of Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbosin. It's the ultimate level of Shabbos. I mean, the Gila of Lassad Lavi is greater than the Gila of Shabbos now. I mean, now we don't see the Gila of Shabbos. The top. Yeah, but it's only part of it. It's not really, because if you think about it, the king's holding the Shavit. This is the Shavit, and the king's holding it. What's the top of the Shavit? This. Yes?
Yeah.
Which is the first away from the king.
Correct.
It's the lowest. It's the lowest from the... Yeah, but it's the top. What she's touching, what has to touch, it's called the top. The top is what he's holding. But the pearl, it's the top of the Shavit, but not the whole Shavit. Lost is lovely, we're going to get the whole Shavit.
But when you get the whole Shavit, the king is not holding it anymore.
Correct.
He's let go of it.
The king's, he's letting go. It's revealing himself. But the essence.
Why is he letting it go? Why should he let it go?
Let it go? He's giving it to us.
The whole thing.
Yeah, but we get the revelation through him. If he's not connected to it.
No, that is the whole thing is him.
Oh,
L'chein amirazal, okay, next paragraph. L'chein amirazal, therefore Chazal tell us, not only put him beganim halachas, ain't a betelis. Even halacha won't stop. What does that mean? Kihine amirazal, apostik brach deidi, v'deim halacha tzvi. Ma'atzvi ma'atzvi reishel achurav. It says like this. Just like the deer, when it runs, turns its head back, the same thing he did, and what he's going to explain what it means. Halderach, marshal k'meisha ba'odam ba'etzim reishel. In the head of the person, munach b'tzeichei meyach v'sichlei u'binasei, he has the chachm and bina, right? In the head, officially, is the chachm and bina. K'shemach z'r etzem reishi l'achurav. And therefore, when you turn your head back, the seichel also goes back. Right? Hine gam ameyach asher b'tzeichei. V'ruach sichlei u'binasei nimshachim achroch. Go like towards the back, right? Kach kaviyochol. Him shecha kodesh boch Hashem brings down. V'hil b'shritzayni v'chach masi. B'mokim achuriv into the Ramin. Hashem brings down the level of seichel and midas of alukus. In the level of achurav chitzenius. Haino binyonim gashmi. What does it mean? Hashem's wisdom, which is Torah, comes into gashmistika things. What did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha? But he says, "Achorei." You're going to see the literally means the back of Hashem, the kasher shel tefillin. What does that refer to? Moshe Rabbeinu saw the external levels of Hashem, the way Elokus comes into gashmius. Where does Hashem's Torah come into? Behemus in Kochim, right? In Kochim, it talks about animals. Mois in Seder Nezikin, in the order of Nezikin damages, it speaks about money. What does it mean? The Pnim is Ritzayni v'chachmasa yizbarach mulubashim b'hem. That Hashem's Seichel, that's what it means. Hashem turns its back. That means the Seichel now of Elokus goes into backsided things, which are animals, money. V'gamidaisi yizbarachim nimshel chachrim aleihem. And that's what it says, Hey Shivacha Yamini. And he says, Ubachachma is Biridu with the level of Chachma, we do the refining. Pirish, Ki Ein Lashim Birud, when you say I need to select, yeah, selection means two things are mixed. If something is not mixed, you don't select. El Vedavishin is Sadev, like Min Bamine, Ve'ena Nikir. Right? Now, or kachal derech moshul, sirser the agent of a machlev part of a chamor legabi hashena mishnah v'alochazu. Okay, he says like this: the mishnah says about you exchange part of a chamor. Okay, the case of the bavakam is. Very simple case, you exchange a cow for a donkey and then all of a sudden the cow gives birth and you don't know if it was before the exchange. After the exchange, who gets it? Yeah? So you have the way the physical story happened. There was an agent that made a switch between a donkey and a cow. Yeah, there's a physical guy. But then there's the guy learning the halacha. The guy learning the halacha is learning ruchnius. Or he says, a butcher. Katzav, a butcher. A misazim in tucha eva by him on the sochem b'nei ma'ayin who are katzav. The guy that physically cuts up the animal is called a butcher. Ach, a misazik leida koprati alochis, which are dependent in the limbs of the person to separate between treif and kosher. Or machlet pata leida, if he's chayiv or innocent, or tarid between tummy and tummy, same thing, shask, mishnah, gemara, paskim nishenim achreinim. So he says like this. You have the way Torah comes into Gashmias. Yeah? So you have the Gashmiastic aspect of it. The way the butcher cuts up the meat, right? You physically shech the meat. That's the Gashmias of it. But now you have the Aloch. Was it a kosher shechita? Was there a treifa? Was there a blemish? Was this tummy? Was it tar? That's the learning of the Ruchnias of it. So that's not the Gashmias of it. It's not the agent and the butcher and the...
Theory and practice.
But the practice is the Gashmi. But what's the theory? Is it okay?
I don't want to start. Thank you.